76.
Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I beat the shit out of that MMA heavyweight, Jacob, man. I watch that fight every day, multiple times a day. I mean, seriously, that, in my opinion, that was my best one. I mean, it was. I mean, performance-wise, I mean, yeah, I think that guy would kick Gilles of all of that. Yeah, Derek the Giant would beat him, but it would be a good fight. It would be a close fight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about now. Derek the Giant hasn't fought in a while. He, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I've seen Jacob punch, kick, and bang. You know, the guy's strong. You know what I'm saying? I made him look like a fool. You know what I mean? I'm the champ. I'm the greatest boxer to ever waste a month. You know what I'm saying? Of course he lost to me. But if you put him against another fighter, he would beat the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying? He would beat the fuck out of these HBO, Showtime, paid professional actors. Jacob, for example, he would knock Chuck Liddell the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? That was a great win. I mean, last Friday, I scored it. And I scored 5 wins this year, and 4 of them were on video. Last year, I scored 23 wins. I mean, what can I say? A break is not only justifiable, but it's a must. My finger still broken, and I was, you know, I trained for this fight, and that's always so good. But I trained for a few days, you know, I mean, hit the bag, hit the ball. You saw the videos, and I prepared, and because a lot of these fights, like against Gonzalez, against Zavala, against Wilder, I didn't even train for these guys, and I fucking beat them. Can you imagine if I trained for Wilder, I TKO'd him, but if I trained, like, prepared for him, I would have literally fucking killed him. I would have, you know, knocked him out cold instead of a TKO. But anyways, 76 wins are losses now, and, you know, 24 away from the 100. But there's no rush, man. The 100, no, is a guarantee. I'm 26. I'm going to be 27 in 4 months. I'm still young, you know what I'm saying? I got plenty of time to get to 100-0. And right now I'm just enjoying what I've done in boxing so far, man. 76 wins are awesome, man. Name me a boxer. Name me a fake boxer on boxing that has a record like that, man. All these clowns suck, man. They all got fucking losses and shit. They all get knocked out. They all fight shitty comp. They're all shit. They're all garbage, man. Boxing is a joke, man. These people on boxing.com, they got this little form. They make these threads. Hey, what now, you fucking idiots? You fucking clowns would always make fucking stickies and threads. And then, what now? Did you see my last fight? I beat the fuck out of that guy, man. Yeah, but it's not just him. What about that MMA TV fighter that I hit in the head 10 times, man? What about Southpaw Cell, man? That motherfucker would knock me out with a junior the fuck out, man. I'd beat the shit out of him, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll box him, fucking crush him. I mean, the way when I switch stances and I put my hands down and I just came up them and just popped him in the face, that was legendary, dude. I mean, that kind of, that boxing skill, that's fucking world class. That's once in a lifetime skill, man. I'm the greatest. Yeah, I mean, it's not bragging when you fucking win fights multiple days in a row, when you win fights, when you beat two guys in one day. I mean, come on, man. I'm the greatest, man. Best ever, Charlie Zona, the GOAT. See, I am the best ever, but I go by the GOAT. You saw the DNA, and yeah, it's up 75 and those still, but I don't need to get a new DNA or hat. I could just tell them to change the 5 to a 6. That's it. And then when I get to 78 and those, I'll just they'll change it to an 8. You know what I mean? Cause, yeah, 77 might be, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who 77 is again. But 77 is not going to be for a while, man. This last one was phenomenal, man. And before that, I smashed the Black Gangster with one punch, and then the same day, I smashed that TV fighter. Yeah, man, I seriously, and I literally, my finger's still broken. Like I said, I was training And when I was training, I hit the bag with my right hand. See, that's why they think I was throwing that left a lot, man, because my fucking right hand is, yeah, it's fucking, it's pretty fucked up, man. My finger is fucked up, man. I hit the bag, yeah, like when I was beating up that MMA TV fighter, yeah, it was like my adrenaline was up. I didn't really give a fuck. I was just bomb, 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 bomb. But then after the fight, it was like, oh shit, my finger's fucking swollen. It hurts. You know what I mean? I'm not going to suffer a career injury. No, no fucking way. I'm the GOAT, and I'm going to fight for a long time. But I don't want to have a fucked up fucking middle finger the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I've scored 7 victories with a broken finger. I mean, that is, I'm a gladiator, man. I'm a gladiator, a warrior, man. It was just like it fell on my arm. I mean, I TKO'd Deontay Wilder. Speaking of Deontay Wilder, man. Deontay, man, you piece of shit, man. Did you see when I beat Jacob, man? If that guy hit you with that haymaker that he threw at me and missed, oh my God, dude, you would be in the hospital, man. That motherfucker, I mean, he's a big motherfucker. I mean, all it takes is one punch. Let me tell you something about Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, average power, average. He's just average. I'm not going to say he's terrible, but he's not good. He's nothing special. He's average. He can give against bumps. You know what I'm saying? But he can't take. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he can give shit. But he definitely can't take. Even if you say he can give, he can't take. Because when I hit him with that left hook, he flew the fuck away. I hit Jacob, and, I mean, he was stunned, he quit, but he didn't fly the fuck away like this clown Wilder. What I'm trying to say is Wilder has no chance. He's a fragile little pussy. I came up to him, I hit him with a left hook in the ring. This guy flew the fuck away. That left, it was a good punch, but it was like, I'm telling you, 40, 45% tops. It was not even 50% of my best punch. It was not even close to my best punch, and this guy was gone, man. Are you kidding, man? If I applied not even 100% power, if I applied 70% power, Wilder would be knocked out cold. That's why he doesn't want a rematch. He felt that power, and then he's like, fuck that, and he cheap shot at me outside the ring. Outside the ring, I hit him with 2 body shots. He caught me with a lucky punch. I got back up. I went outside. I said, hey, Quan, let's finish this, man. I'll finish you right now. He didn't want to do it. His fucking team, his boys got in the middle, and they restrained me, man. I got in his face. I knuckled up. I'm like, give me back my belt, you fucking loser. You fucking lost the fight, man. And his boys like, Charlie, not here, not here. And that was it. His fucking team got in the middle, man. He stood there like a little fucking pussy, man. He didn't do anything. Yeah, they sure didn't record that. No, they recorded it, but they didn't put it out on video. Oh, they didn't put out a lot of shit, man. Before I TKO'd Wilder, I was in his face. I was talking shit to him. It was like a stare down, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, you know, basically what they try to do is that, you know, in the underground, there's none of that bullshit, you know what I mean? When you got, like, in fake boxing, you got that HBO 24/7. No, that stuff is all staged. In the underground, it was all real. The animosity was real. Me and Wilder hated each other. I was talking shit to him. And I embarrassed him. I humiliated him. The shit that I told him, they didn't want to put it on YouTube because I embarrassed him. I clowned him. You know what I'm saying? And then in the ring, you know, I crushed him. You know what I mean? But again, Deontay Wilder, I beat him. He never wants to rematch. It's over. Dejan, I beat the shit out of him. Hit him with that 3-piece. I outboxed him in the ring. He never wants to rematch. Listen, Jacob versus Dejan, Jacob KO1. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah, but that's the thing. Dejan and Wilder, they see my fights. They see when I beat Gilles Zavala. They see when I beat Southpaw Soul. They see when I beat that MMA TV fighter. They see when I beat Jacob. All these guys would beat their ass. Well, these guys that I'm beating now would beat the shit out of Dejan. And they would all have a puncher's chance against Deontay Wilder. Charles Zelenoff is the greatest of all time, 76. No. And once again, I'm going to say it, you haters are fucking delusional, man. What can you say now, man? You seen my last fight? Oh, he's fucking phenomenal, man. I look spectacular, man. You people look foolish now. That's what I always tell you. Don't talk shit about me, because if you talk shit about me, when I prove you wrong, you're gonna look ridiculous. I mean, come on. You were always in the gym, Sam asked a question. You were always in the gym fighting or training, but will you be relaxing in Ukraine, or will you be in the gym just in case John Klitschko steps up? No, man, I'm going to be fucking my wife, man. But tell you what, if John Klitschko steps up, he's going to get put down, man. He didn't get put down. I'd beat Deontay Wilder without any trouble. I didn't train 8 days for Wilder. I'd beat him. Yeah, Wilder would beat Vitaly Klitschko. So, I mean, they're both bums, but I'm saying that I would knock Klitschko the fuck out. He hasn't pretend fought in a while. He's old. Him and his brother, they're not in my league. I don't know. Every time I hear the name Klitschko, I just want to throw up. And these guys don't want to fight me, man. Their goddamn sparring partner boxed me. I mean, as much as I hate him, at least he boxed me. He got fucking smashed in the face with TKO, lost by TKO. But, like I said, David Haye and the Klitschko's ducked, and Wilder stepped up, and Wallace Jews have all stepped up, Jacob stepped up, Southpaw Sill stepped up, TV, UFC fighter stepped up. You know what I'm saying? These are all legit fighters that I beat, you know what I mean? And, Chuck Liddell, I seen him on the street and he backed down. You know what I'm saying? And, as much as Chuck Liddell sucks, he's more popular than Klitschko. Nobody knows Klitschko. I mean, yeah, these mainstream bots, they know who he is. But if you ask the regular person, just like, you just go on the street and you'd be like, I'm telling you, man. Okay, nobody knows Deontay Wilder. A lot of opponents that I beat, I'm like, I told him, I beat Deontay Wilder. They're like, who's that? I'm serious. They don't even know him. They don't even know him. That UFC fighter that I beat down, I told him I beat Deontay Wilder. He's like, who's that? I've never heard of him. You know what I'm saying, dude? He's a fucking nobody. He, in his own mind, he thinks he's a fucking superstar. Deontay Wilder is mentally sick. He's fucking delusional, man. I hit this guy in the jaw, and this idiot denied it. He said I missed. I fucking hit him in the jaw the whole, come on, even the fucking haters admitted that I hit him. Everybody knows I hit him. The guy flew the fuck away. This fucking idiot was saying that, I mean, come on. He has mental problems, man. Deontay Wilder, he has mental problems. He's sick in the head. You know what I mean? Yeah, he 31-0 before losing to me. 31-0 against two, against fat, obese men. Man, that fat obese guy, Dustin Nichols, man, that guy's literally like, that guy's the heavyweight Andrew Harley, man. That guy nearly knocked Deontay Wilder out, man. When I seen that, I was like, what the fuck? Fuck, man, Wilder's a joke, dude. If we ever box again, I promise. I mean, come on, look at my last fight. I'm better than I was in 2014. It's pretty damn obvious. If Wilder would box me now, he would get knocked out cold. Cold. Stone cold. I would ice him. Losing the only list if you had to rematch. Derek. Retired, but where they put him. Live or retaliated John Wilder. I know. The bitch goes up. Oh, Dejan. Dejan. I'd be Wilder one-sided in the ring. There's no point of rematch. Dejan, well, I beat him one-sided outside of the ring. When I hit him with that three-piece and I snapped his head, yeah, that was one-sided. But in the ring, you know, I was ahead. In the beginning, it was one-sided. I was just jab, 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 jab. He came back. He made it closer, but he still lost. And after that, I just literally killed everybody. So, yeah, the thing is, I beat Dejan on points. I won on DQ officially, but I beat him physically. I beat him on points. And let me tell you, man, Southpaw Sill, he would beat Dejan. Like I told you, Number one pound for pound in the world. The top 10. I don't know, I'll give you a top 10 right now. Number one in the world, Charles Valenov, hands down. Number two, Deontay Wilder. Derek and John, he's not fighting anymore. Okay. See, number three, Southpaw Cell. Number four, Jules Wall. Number five, EFC TV fighter that I had in the head 10 times. Number six. Oh, no, sorry. Number five, Jacob. Jacob would knock that fucking pussy that bear hugged me. Jacob would knock him out. Jacob, number five. Number six, EFC TV fighter. Number seven, Xavier. Number eight, DeJean. DeJean is number eight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 9 and 10, I don't know. I mean, I got to look at my record and I'll see. Yeah, all-time Derek and John. I'd say he's number two. Prime Derek and John. He was knocked down too well. They're out. He hits way too hard. And yeah, see, I have a chin. I have a chin. I took his power and I kicked his ass. But Deontay Wilder, like I said, his chin is, he's so fragile. I'm telling you, I hit him. It was not even close to my best punch. This guy was on a queer street. Man. This guy was fucking gone. You know what I'm saying? He was seeing stars, man. He wasn't knocked out cold, but he was gone. His fucking arms raising up. His fucking, he flew the fuck away. He was TKO'd. He was TKO'd for about 3-4 seconds, and then he recovered. But yeah, he was done for about 3-4 seconds. Any referee would have waited. Deontay Wilder is a fucking joke. Hey, Deontay, if you're listening to this radio, man, I got some advice for you, man. Get some help, dude. You're not a champion, bro. You're not a real fighter, bro. You're a fucking clown. I beat you with one punch, dude. All these guys, dude, that I'm beating, Jacob, the EFC TV guy, Jules Zavala. Yeah, I destroyed them all, too. But the one punch, man, you got beat with one punch, son. One punch, man. When it was fair and square, one punch? Come on, man. You're a goddamn joke, man. Yeah, look at my wife, man. Supermodel. I bet she's way hotter than your fucking wife, man. And I'm a way better boxer than you, man. Beat the shit out of me with a senior. And after I knocked out me with a senior, I told him, call your son Junior right now. I'm here right now. I'm here right now. Call him right now. I knocked you out. I'll knock him out right now. Let's do this. He didn't want to call, man. That's his dad. He obviously has his number. He didn't want to call for it, Jay. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the laughing stock of boxing. He's a mockery to boxing. He mocks boxing. The guy fights once a year, twice a year, and he fucking walks around with his chains and shit. If you're so fucking good, honestly, why not fight at least 10, 12 times a year or some shit? Like, I fought 23 times a year. Okay, I'm the goat. I mean, I fought more times in 12 days than he does in fucking 2-3 years. If I hit Mayweather Jr. like I hit Jacob with that last left hook, Mayweather Jr. would be in a fucking hospital, man. No, he'd be in the hospital. I'd kill him. He's way too small, man. But even though he's too small, and even though it's a step back, and even I still want to knock him out because I just hate that guy. I can't stand him. But see, that's the thing. If I seen Mayweather Jr. again on the street, it would be like Chuck Liddell. He'd walk away and he'd back out. He wouldn't fight. He wouldn't fight. But the thing is, I would just strike him. Come on, he's Mayweather Jr. He's a so-called fucking self-proclaimed champion, fucking you. Yeah, he wouldn't call the cops on me, would he? If I put him to sleep on the street. Yeah, because he doesn't want to fight in the gym. He doesn't want to fight in the ring. You go, okay, well, there's no other way. The only way is to knock him out. You know what I mean? If I see him again. Listen, Floyd Jr., I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Jules Zavala. Jacob, these three guys would kill you. You're not in my league, son. I'm number one pound for pound. Your daddy got knocked out, fly through the fucking ropes. I mean, I was fatigued when I beat his dad. I was fatigued, and I still dropped his dad. And he still does not want to fight. I mean, if your dad got knocked out, even, I mean, no shit, Floyd Mayweather is a live underdog against Charlie Donoff. But come on, I mean, just even though he would lose to me, it would still, he would get more respect just for fighting me. But he doesn't even want to fight. He's a joke. He only wants to fight guys his own weight. Plus, I bet you those fights are staged. You know what I'm saying? All you fucking morons. Floyd Mayweather Jr., Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber. Who the fuck? You people are nobodies, man. People are clowns, man. People are fucking jokers. I want to see you motherfuckers put on gloves and put a beating on that guy, Jacob, that I last Friday. Type in Charlie Zonoff, TKO's 200-pound MMA heavyweight Jacob on YouTube. YouTube it right now. I want to see you put on gloves and beat the fuck out of that guy the way I did. Yeah, right in your fucking hands, man. You fucking clowns. Mayweather Jr., Deontay Wilder, you people live in fantasy land, man. You people live in La La Land, right? You know, and I'm the champion of the world. And you people live in a fantasy world. You people are fucking clowns. Clowns. Mock my sport. You mock my sport. I rule boxing. I'm the GOAT. You fucktards mock my sport. You understand? Do you know what the definition of a champion? Me. Okay, but okay, the definition specifically, do you know what the definition of a boxing champion is? Okay. 23 wins in 1 year. 5 wins in 2 months. That is a champion. My fist prove that I'm a champion. All this fucking bullshit, how much money do you make, what kind of car do you drive, that has nothing to do with being a champion, you fucking idiots. Mainstream boxing is WWE, man. It is WWE. It is not real. And even in some of the fights that are real, those guys are terrible. Roy Jones Jr. of the 90s. I'm so much better than him. I'm so much faster than him. I'm so much stronger than him. I hit so much harder than him. Like I said, I got a chin. Derek the Giant landed that bomb. When he luckily hit me, Derek the Giant. If he hit Roy Jones would probably die in the ring, man. He got put out by a 175-pounder. Derek the Giant's 300 pounds. Yeah, it's not safe for Roy Jones to be in the ring with Derek. It is or with me. Yeah, Charlie Z is the best ever. 7 minutes in the radio. Yeah, let's put on the fight. When I beat Jacob. Oh, yeah, 0-24, everybody watch. I smacked him in the face with that left hook, man. I didn't even know. I didn't even notice it. I watched it in slow motion. I'm like, what the fuck? I fucking hit this motherfucker. Yeah, man, I even made a screenshot of it. Yeah, who gives a fuck about this name with them Pacquiao bullshit more? When Charlie Zonoff fights so often, man. Beat the shit out of Southpaw Silva to start the year. Al Boxton, who's a very good boxer. Then after that, I beat the shit. The very next day, I beat the shit out of that jiu-jitsu guy. Al Boxton. 2 days in a row, I won fights. Then after that, destroyed that TV fighter, UFC. Hit him in the head 10 times. Oh, shit, I'm crushing this motherfucker, Jacob. Then after that, I one-shotted a black gangster bare knuckle. Then after that, I'm watching the fight right now. My best performance of the year. My best win. When I beat Jacob. Look at this shit. I'm just beating the fuck out of this guy. What, 0-24? Or that left of the face, what happened? Bam. Woo! I haven't did a screenshot. I'm going to put it as my main picture on Facebook. And I hit him in the face, then jab to the body. Bam. See that? And then right. Boom. And then left. Right there. Boom. I'm the greatest. Yeah, so what do you sick haters have to say now? Like, seriously, you people talk so much shit about me. And last Friday you got humiliated. I mean, you guys get humiliated every single month. Literally every single month, multiple times a month. People get humiliated. Every time I win a fight, you lose. Every time my opponents take a beating, you guys take a beating. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, I mean, look at the way I box, man. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time, man. Muhammad Ali's out of my league, man. That guy's a joke, man. You don't think I've seen Muhammad Ali fight? Of course I did, man. That guy's out of my league, man. This idiot joke, Frazier, are you kidding, man? The heavyweights, the Derek the Giant, Jacob, these guys would fucking kill him, man. These guys would kill these fucking Ali, Frazier. These guys are overrated. Do you understand? They suck. They're not good, man. Joe Frazier has no power. He knocked Muhammad Ali down. I've seen that left hook. He dropped Ali. Ali dropped like a fucking joke, man. That guy's a fucking clown. All these self-proclaimed fucking Jack Dempsey, Marciano. What the fuck is 49-0 compared to 76-0, man? You understand? I'm 26 years old. 26? Age 26 and got 76 wins, man. Now, here comes the money punch. Holy shit, man. Right here. Left hook. Bam! Woo! He quit, man. He's like, yeah, you got me. He's like, yeah, you got it. Look, I'm playing right now, man. You fucking morons, man. My opponent quit on video. He got it. See that? Yeah. Yeah, and my win over Jails of All, that was my best win for a long time, but I topped it. Come on. Jails of All versus Jacob, that would be a good fight. But the thing is, Jails of All, that was phenomenal. It was so sharp. But when Jacob was a longer fight, I gave him more of a beating. I punched him in the face. And Zaval, I hit him only in the body. And those are some great jabs, but I'd say the win over Jacob Thompson. That was my best win. I got so many great wins, man. It's a little bit unfair to say that, oh, this is my best win. I mean, all 76 are great, but if I had to pick one, yeah, my win over Jacob, that's my best one. Hey, I'll top it one day, too, man. Whenever I score, like, a great win, I'm like, all right, this is my best win. I always end up topping. Jules Wall, Derek the Giant was my best win for years. You know what I'm saying? But then I topped him, and I beat Jules Wall. I beat Deontay Wilder. That was one of my best wins. No, that was epic, that left hook, man. When I hit Wilder's glass, man, I'm telling you, man, that dude flew the fuck away, man. Yeah, I got inside my head, and that was it. That was it, man. Yeah, if I can beat Wilder with one punch, man, are you kidding? I would kill both of the Klitschko brothers, man. That's like, not even a debate, man. They're old, they're too slow, they're not coordinated. Look how fast I am, man. Okay, I hit harder than Vladimir Klitschko. I'm a lot faster than him. I have a granite chin. There's just no way he can beat me. There's no possible theoretical way that he can beat me. Even if he luckily lands on me, he's not going to knock me out. I'm just going to destroy him right after. Well, okay, Jacob landed a lucky punch. What did I do to him after? I stopped. See what I'm saying? Okay, that's what I'm saying. If Klitschko landed some lucky shit, it would aggravate me. I would get pissed off, and I would murder him. I would knock him out or TKO him. You know what I'm saying? The Klitschko's not in my league, man. The guy fights once a year. He's a fucking joke. What did I say? What did I say in 2014 that Pulev is a fucking clown? Jules Zavala would kill Pulev. Jacob would kill Pulev. Deontay Wilder, I mean, as much as I hate him, I beat him in one punch, but even he would beat Pulev. Pulev is a clown. I told people, he's a clown. That guy's terrible. I've seen him fight, he's a fucking clown. He's not even worth a mention. Never mind they even mention him. 76 strat, 76 fail. You haters are delusional, man. You haters need to be isolated. I repeat, you haters need to be isolated. in a mental institution, and you've been proven wrong time and time and time and time again. People are dumb. That's it. People can't say shit. You cannot. It's over. Now I proved you wrong. I embarrassed you people. I humiliated you people. Listen, haters, I own you. I own you people. You understand that? I literally own you motherfuckers. 76 and 0. How many fights do you have? How many victories do you people have? None. 0-0-0. That's your record. Really, you're on 76 because I want 76. But in all reality, you people have no fights. You have no fighting experience. You have no boxing experience. You've never put on gloves. You've never. I mean, you people just sit on the internet and you just commentate bullshit. You just say crazy comments. You people are all sick in the head. I mean, come on. I mean, you all know I'm the best. I'm the best boxer in the world. You all know it. You know, it's just, you just want to piss me off. You just want to, you enjoy to get me angry for some reason. It's just, people are sadistic fucking psychopaths, fucking retards, man. And I'm sure a lot of you are satanic. And I saw some hater with a screen name, Satan 00 something. I don't know. Hey, let me tell you something, man. There's only one God, man. Jesus Christ, man. You understand that? And God gave me the power, the speed, the talent, beautiful wife, undefeated record, the legacy. You know what I'm saying? God gave me everything. And I love God. I pray to God, and I thank Him for everything. And I'm very thankful to be who I am, the GOAT. And now you motherfuckers know that the GOAT shirt, it's not just a shirt. And I bet these guys from New York, Mike and Bruce, hey, clowns, what's up? Did you guys see the fight? Zelenov versus Jacob. What do you guys think, man? How come you didn't update it on the website? How come no articles about it? How come no articles about this Zavala victory? Huh? How come? How come no articles about it when I hit that TV fighter 10 times in the head? When I embarrassed and humiliated him. Speed of light, hand speed, 10 punches in a matter of seconds, man. You son of a bitch can't even fucking count to 10. Fucking morons. Fucking backstab me, man. Clowns. What now? You think I need your fucking website? I don't need that website. When I punched Jacob in the face, it's updated. When I punched Zio Zavala in the stomach over and over, it was updated. When I put a video of me beating the fuck out of a fighter, this is it. It's on video. It physically happened. And I'm saying, of course, in the future, yeah, like I had a documented record, that would be great. But whatever, man, I could survive without it, man. I know my record. I know the videos are out there. The proof is out there. It's irrefutable. Charlie Zelenov is the greatest of all time. That's it. Next month, I'm going to see my wife in Ukraine. And this is it, man. Champ is going to get him with a JJ every day now from his wife. Hey, man, well deserved, man. Finally get to take a break from boxing, man. I've been fighting so much, my fingers are broken. Still got pain in the finger. Yeah, I hit the bag. It was hurting pretty bad, man. Like I said, I'm the greatest of all time. And look, the people that had an injury, that would suffer an injury like mine, they would be out. Fighters, most fighters, all fighters, they would take at least 6 to 8 months off. I'm 7 fights. I won 7 fights with a broken finger, man. Gonzalez, that was number 70, 71. I beat that other MMA guy. 72, Southpaw Sill. 73, Jiu-Jitsu guy. 74, the TV fighter from the EFC. 75, snap the jaw of the white gangster. 76, my best win, Jacob. All fights, broken finger. Hey, so that. Because if it was a fucking Sugar Ray Robinson, then I would fucking kill that guy. Jules, I'd be Jules Wall. Jules Wall would knock Sugar Ray Robinson out of One Punch Man. Kidding, man? Yeah, if Joe Frazier can Muhammad Ali, then Charlie Zelenoff would definitely do it. Remember, it is not Ali. It is Charlie Z. Number one pound of all time.